How do you grow an HR SaaS business from 5 million ARR to 30 million ARR in 2 years? How do you do that? There's many ways of how you do that. There's many answers, perspectives, tactics, nuances, and overall perspectives that I could share. But if you really ask yourself the question of how you grow a SaaS business from 5 million ARR, 3 million ARR, 2 million ARR, 7 million ARR to 30 million ARR, within a 12 to 18 month, 2 year window of time. In my personal opinion, there's only one answer that I think is good for business now to inevitably reach that goal, good for business in the future, and something that can be predictable, sustainable, and actually will give you multiple dividends and impact in branding and marketing, in sales processes, in relationship, and it's predictable and it's authentic and it's true. And it's using podcasting as a pipeline generation tool of highly qualified, fully vetted opportunities and stakeholders. And this can be applicable to any industry, but in the HR industry, this is something that is a dangerous approach. I've used it at scale throughout my entire career. And I think it's something that so many organizations are not pulling the trigger on. When someone inside the organization, whether this is the CEO, in my personal opinion, I think this could be and should be, there's a strong argument to be made that it should be the director of sales or the VP of sales or the head of revenue. Someone inside of that organization starting, maintaining, being accountable to an internal podcast where that person is interviewing the decision makers, the stakeholders that this company, that your company wants to sell to anyway. The CHROs, the HR directors, the COOs, the CTOs, the CIOs, the chief diversity officers, the heads of talent. Those folks that you want to get in front of anyway, the folks that you want to open the door to your product in a virtual world, in a physical world, no matter what it's going to be. Those are the people that you want to talk to because those are the people that you want to learn about and understand anyway, from a sales perspective. From a qualifying perspective, from a lead gen perspective, from a customer insight perspective. And so when you use podcasting as a tool to generate pipeline, meaning, and I'll get it very tactical, when you take one of these folks inside of your company and you put together a 50-episode strategy where you have an admin or someone on your team that works with this individual, goes on LinkedIn, utilizes LinkedIn Navigator, reaches out to the CHROs, the CFOs, the heads of town, whatever the case is going to be, at scale, prompting and saying, our leader inside of our company, again, this could be the CEO, this could be the head of revenue, this could be the head of marketing, this could be the head of sales, whoever you want to have positioning this, but our X, Y, and Z role would love to interview on our podcast. We care about benefits. We care about financial vehicles and tools to support, diverse candidates within our company or employees within our company that come from low income and diverse backgrounds. We are caring about recruitment, whatever it is that your tool and what your company does on a monthly basis from a SaaS perspective and what those CHROs or those heads of talent on the other side care about, talk about those themes. Right? Talk about those 7, those 12, those 18 themes, right? And you're consistent with that. And every single question that you're asking these folks on the podcast are going to give you two different variables, two different pieces of content, two different pieces of data points. Number one, it's going to give you great content around the thesis of these topics and efforts for the listeners, for yourself, going to give you insight on how decision makers and buyers that you want to talk to, stakeholders that you want to sell to and talk to anyway, what they're thinking about these themes, what they're thinking about recruiting, what they're thinking about, again, financial vehicles to support diverse talent, what they're thinking about as it pertains to employer branding, whatever it is, whatever the topic is going to be. The second way that you can navigate this from a pipeline perspective and a sales perspective is the questions that you're asking. Are questions designed as qualifying lead questions anyway? So while you're having that 45-minute conversation in a podcast format or in a video format. And while it is creating amazing content, you're also understanding more about these people as well. You're building rapport. You're asking qualifying questions to figure out if possible, these folks can be someone in your ecosystem. Someone that can value and appreciate whatever it is that you're building, selling, working on, developing. You know, this guy, Ryan Staley, the founder of this company called Whale Boss, he mentioned this on a podcast that I was just passing by listening to. And anyone that listens to this podcast and anyone that knows me knows I've been preaching this for years. But he said this is something that they're recently starting to do where they're using podcasting as a way to build qualified pipeline, qualified leads. And I think it's so beautiful and amazing because when you do it this way, you're building leads, relationships that are authentic, that are at a high level, because the folks that you're having on the podcast are typically at that decision-making key stakeholder level anyway. So you're building a relationship, you're building rapport, understanding, respect, right? You're learning from someone, someone's learning from you that inevitably you want to work with anyway, that you want to sell to anyway, that you want your product to be in their hands. And you're bringing them value. You're bringing them an experience that is refreshing, that's different, that's authentic. So I love that Ryan is sharing this perspective. I've been sharing this perspective a lot, and I will continue to talk about this perspective along each and every bits of this podcast and these segments. But it's something that so many companies in the HR sector are missing out on. And do not be afraid to start it. I guarantee you there is someone inside of your organization that is charismatic, that is exciting, that is curious naturally. I guarantee you there is someone in your organization that presents well, that speaks well, that can hold a conversation strategically well. I guarantee you there's someone in your organization that is great at crafting and organizing and framing questions. I guarantee you there's someone in your organization that can spend 38 seconds figuring out the distribution and podcast vehicle that you're gonna record some of this work on. I guarantee you there's someone inside of your company that can come up with a creative name, a cool logo. These things can happen. And if that means getting marketing involved, if that means getting PR involved and being able to utilize and leverage the resources and the employees there to handle some of the admin or strategic work, if that means getting sales involved and making sure everything is being documented in the Salesforce world, so now you have marketing, PR, your sales team, everyone working together in unison and in one, where the marketing goals from a reach perspective are the same goals as the sales team. The same amount of viewers that are going to be enjoying the content, ideally you want 50% of those viewers to actually be qualified leads, folks that you've literally had a conversation with. Imagine the difference. Imagine the difference when you're selling to someone that you actually want to use your product because you think it'll actually help their business. Imagine a different dynamic where you're approaching them saying, I would love to ask you 15 questions about things that I know you care about things that I know you're good at, about things that I know that you are inspired by. And those 13 questions, 7 of those questions are qualifying questions that my sales folks would be asking anyway, but I'm asking them from more of a friend level, an interesting level, an intrinsic level, a curiosity level, right? Just talking shop level. And then over the course of 3 to 4 hours, and yeah, I said it 3 to 4 hours, right? And that's another beautiful part. You can have your sales folks and your marketing folks, they can have 3 to 4 hours with the potential prospect and getting them excited about the company, getting them excited about what the company does. Now, I'm not saying you should stop some of the higher volume sales tactics and activity. I believe in them. I know they work. I know it's important. But if you're a company that wants to scale from 5 million in ARR to 30 million in ARR, I believe that only happens through scale, but it also happens through key accounts that can expand. Key accounts that can grow. And how do you expand key accounts? You expand those accounts by having relationships with people that you trust you, genuinely understanding each other's business models, and knowing deep down inside in their hearts that this is coming from an honest and pure and authentic place. Now, the last thing I'll say, whomever you're going to have as the podcast host, that individual, in my personal opinion, has to be able to hold their own as it pertains to the strategic business banter that's going to be happening within the conversation. The overall dialect, the frameworks, the palette of the conversation needs to be someone that needs to be able to have those strategic, honest conversations that's very dynamic, that can get very tactical, that can get very strategic in all things HR, not just the discipline in which you sell. So if you sell benefits, I believe in my personal gut perspective, you should have someone that can speak and talk shop across all facets. Not just benefits, but benefits, DE&I, talent acquisition, employer branding, HR tech, whatever, being able to jump all over the place. Because when you can jump all over the place, you're creating a dynamic, you're creating an atmosphere, an experience where this individual that you hopefully want to be your partner will start to respect you more, look at you a bit differently, nod their heads, give you a tip of the cap, if you will, respect. And when you have respect, you as a salesperson, you as a brand, you're giving yourself more opportunity to close more business consistently and with higher quality clientele. So again, if your goal is to get from 5 million in ARR to 30 million in ARR, I believe that's one of the key principles in how you do so. As always, just a few thoughts, just a few perspectives. We'll definitely talk soon.